undifferentiated matter, my atoms, form my physical experience. Undifferentiated atoms form my physical experience. That's the matter within me. That's the matter that makes up my body. That's the matter that makes up my life. That's what I am. Now, this undifferentiated matter that makes up my existence is available to do anything that I want with it. And how I use this undifferentiated matter is through my thought, through my word, through my conviction, through my affirmations, through my realization of who I am. All that ever existed, all that ever will exist, all that ever could exist, exists only through my own inner understanding. It exists only through my own awareness of who and what I am. Now, who is it that I am? What is it that I am? How do I live my life in such a fantastic way that whoever I am that gloriously now? Undifferentiated matter, atoms, my atoms that form my physical body, are everywhere, and they're just waiting for me to put a name on them. They're just waiting for me to say what these undifferentiated atoms are to do in my body. When I say all is in divine order, I've given the master command. I've given the master command of saying all is in divine order and all is good and very good. All is in divine order is such a wonderful master command that is sort of powerful to put a cause in motion for my highest and my best beyond anything I could ever imagine. It's just beyond all that I could ever know. But it is me. What is it I would like my physical body to demonstrate, to reveal? Well, I'd like my physical body to reveal that I have a perfect physical body. Every organ, action, function of my physical body is operating in perfect divine order right now. Well, these undifferentiated cells, waiting for our command, will take that statement, I live in my ideal body now. They'll take that command, they'll take that statement, and that will be the representation of divine right order for my body. And then my body outwardly reflects this, outwardly shines this forth. If you take a group of people who are constantly having their consciousness on the ideal, are constantly thinking of the ideal, what does a person do? What does a person do when they want to go to their ideal? Oh, they will go to a school, they will go to a training program, they will go to a church, or they'll go to a monastery. And as they go to these different attitudes and organizations, they train there in however they're taught what is the right thing to think and say and do. But they're not only trained there, they're challenged there. They're challenged as to what is their value. What are their values? How will they respond to life? Are they going to be drawn into experiences just because they're happening? Or are they going to be able to say, I live in my ideal body. I don't even think eating too much. I don't even think drinking things that are not beneficial for me. I don't even think of these things because they are not in my consciousness. They are not in my world. If I experience anything, it's because I was thinking it. And now is the time for me to change my thinking and think on things that I feel, I know, and are beneficial for me. Nothing happens in our life by accident. There's nothing by chance. Everything is because we have told the undifferentiated matter, our atoms, that form our physical experience, what they should be responding to. They should be responding to the inner self. They should be responding to the highest and the best that the inner self knows of itself. They should be responding to the ideal, they should be responding to divine order at all times. And when they're not responding to divine order, what they're doing is they're eating too many pizzas, they're drinking too much beer, they're taking in too many things that are contrary to the highest good of the body. Now, when that happens, the body becomes acclimated to those things, and it desires those things, and it wants those things, and it seeks those things. It doesn't say, I have let that be passed, because it is not anything that is going to manipulate or control my life. It is over. It is past. It is not something that currently runs my world. It is past. Now, is it past? Or are we still dredging it up? Are we still dredging up the time that we got drunk or the time that we did something that was not beneficial to our body? Never think on those things. Only think on what is your undifferentiated matter supposed to be carrying out in your body and in your affairs. And you say, my undifferentiated matter is to carry out my ideal self. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my divine order right now. Everything is in divine order in my life right now. I am harmonious. I am beautiful. For us ever to think about negative things, we empower those things and then we're living in that life. For us ever to allow negative thoughts to go through our mind or to allow things that are not beneficial to be in our heart, what we're doing is we're hurting ourselves more than we are hurting whatever the thought may be about, because we are destroying ourselves. We're taking our undifferentiated matter and we're telling it that those are the things we want them to think about. Do you want them to think about you as the ideal person, you as the most beautiful being in the universe, you as that wonderful, undifferentiated being that is revealing purity and goodness and right action and truth and love? Then that's where we should put our consciousness. That's where we put our thought. That's where we put our dreams. That's where we put our goals of who and what we are. And when we put our goals there and our dreams there and our thoughts there, then you can be sure that is what we experience. But we only experience it when we are true to ourselves. We only experience it when we are true to what it is that we feel we would like to have in our life. There can never be any revenge. There can never be any retaliation for the things that are done. Never in the world, because we are only retaliating against ourselves. People who speed and say, I will speed because I have a right to do what I want, because there's no cops around, there's nobody around, nothing around. We are inside of ourselves violating what we know is our highest and best. And because we violate what we know is for our highest and our best, we suffer the consequences. Now, we don't need to. That's not important for us to have that. But if we want to, we can do that. Why is it people have diseased bodies? Why is it people have diseased circumstances in their life? They have these circumstances because they have given them their attention. They have these circumstances because they have felt that those things were important to embody somehow. Our undifferentiated matter doesn't think yes, no, right, wrong, good, bad. It only thinks to do. And the undifferentiated matter is ready to go forth in our bodies as a perfect heart, a perfect mind, a perfect soul, a perfect allness. That undifferentiated matter is waiting our command. And our command is in today's parlance, in today's attitude. And it says, now I am whole and perfect. Now all is in divine order. Now all is beautiful and good. Now. And as it says now, so it is now. As it says now, so it experiences now. And as it says now, you can be sure that your body will be exact replica of what you have told your undifferentiated matter about yourself and your life and your world. So it behooves us to tell our body and tell ourselves how wonderful this world is and what a glorious, idyllic, magnificent experience that this world is for us right now, because truly that is what it's all about. Nothing more, nothing less, just that wonderful experience of being ourselves and having fun. Enter into this consciousness, into this undifferentiated matter control and direction now, and have a happy life, have a fulfilling life, have a life that is rich in every wonderful, desirable thing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And let your undifferentiated matter be your ideal, wonderful thoughts now and forevermore. I love you.